evidence that Boeing is winning the airplane bazaar known as the Dubai Air Show.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Boeing has a new 777X airliner that seems to be taking by storm the air show going on now in Dubai. Boeing claims that orders of just under $100 billion have been sealed. This is for all its planes, leading some to call the 777X the largest product launch in the history of commercial aviation. This versus $40 billion in orders for Airbus of Europe so far. The BBC's Simon Atkinson joins us from Dubai. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, David.
So give me a sense of what's the attraction to these planes in Dubai, do you suppose?
Well, what you've essentially got in Dubai is the representatives of all the main Gulf airlines, the likes of Etihad, Emirates and Qatar Airways. And these are some of the fastest growing carriers in the world. At the very basic level, the attraction is they need new planes for the growth that they're seeing. Now, in terms of their demand for the Boeing, well, it seems like that's going to meet their needs, you know, sort of shorter haul journeys than some of the bigger super jumbos that have been in the headlines over the last couple of years. And it certainly seems that Boeing has been trouncing its rival Airbus when it comes to sales.
Now, as for the Boeing 777X, it's still not clear where Boeing is going to make most of these airplanes, unionized Seattle area or non-union southern United States. Is there any awareness of the controversy over that in Dubai?
To be honest, the main interest is from the local carriers and the planes they're going to get. You know, they're most interested on when they can start carrying people out of these rapidly expanding airports. You know, the Middle East really has become a hub for global aviation over the past decade. The air show is taking place at Dubai's new airport. I mean, it's already got the second biggest airport in the world after London Heathrow. So that gives you a sense of just how big aviation is here and why planes from the likes of Boeing are going to be key to that.
The BBC's Simon Atkinson at the Dubai Air Show. Simon, thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
The former U.S. Treasury Secretary, who piloted the financial system through the aftermath of the great financial collapse, has landed on his feet. Tim Geithner is going into the private equity business. His title will be president of Warburg Pincus. Private equity specializes in investing money of wealthy people and institutions in companies where the stock is not publicly traded. It is the case in America that many doctors prescribe brand-name drugs when generics can be dramatically cheaper. When it comes to lower-income Medicare patients, it can be the taxpayer who pays the difference to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars a year. ProPublica has been gathering the data on this. We're joined by that investigative news organization's senior reporter, Tracy Weber. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me how this is happening.
Medicare has a massive prescription drug program called Part D. It issues 1 in 4 prescriptions written in the country every year. And we took a look at the money involved. And we noticed that some doctors were outliers and they were prescribing way more expensively than their peers. Just a small group of these doctors, 900 doctors, were prescribing $1 billion worth of drugs a year. And when we look closer at these doctors, they had huge percentages of brand name drugs. So while their peers were prescribing 75% generics, they were prescribing mostly brand name drugs. We figured out that if those doctors prescribe like their peers, Medicare every year could save $300 million just on those doctors.
Now, ProPublica must have talked to some doctors about why are you prescribing quite so many non-generic, brand name, sometimes more expensive drugs.
We did. And what we found when we mapped out over the country is there's pockets of doctors who are all prescribing high levels of brand name drugs. So we went out and talked with these doctors. And many of them feel, first of all, that the brand name drugs work better. And many of them, their practices are almost entirely made up of people who are receiving the low-income subsidy. So not only do they not have an incentive, but they believe that the drugs they're prescribing are better.
I love the part of this that in what should be medical science, the doctors feel that the brand names are somehow better.
We asked the doctors how they received information about the drugs. And many of the doctors said they relied on the representatives from the pharmaceutical companies. And I must say, when we were visiting them in their offices, oftentimes there were 1, 2, 3 drug representatives lined up at their counters delivering samples and, you know, trying to talk to the doctor. when those drug sales reps come around, they provide studies, but they're often studies that present their product in the most favorable view. Their job is to get the doctor to prescribe their drug, which is often a brand name.
And the doctors themselves, individual doctors, their sense about these questions is it's up to them and the patient to decide. And then if they think it's better, they should prescribe what they think is better.
Right. And, you know, doctors for a long time, this has been sort of the third rail. You're not allowed to ask a doctor what they prescribe. You're not allowed to question that. And as with all kinds of medical procedures, now hospitals, as you see, they have to tell you what their success rates are for certain procedures and such. And you should be able to ask your doctor questions about this. Am I getting the drug that has the least amount of side effects? Am I getting the drug that's most cost effective? Am I getting a drug because you got money to speak on behalf of that company?
Tracy Weber is senior reporter at the investigative news operation ProPublica. Tracy, thank you.
Thank you.
Later today on Marketplace, we go with ProPublica to take a closer look at a medical center in New York and what's driving some doctors there to prescribe so many brand name drugs. Also, ProPublica has put together an online tool that could be useful even for patients and their caregivers who are not on Medicare. You can go online and view the drug prescribing tendencies of individual physicians. Look them up by name. The link is at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.